How AI agents change the small business website build. The part of a website build that takes longest has never been writing code. It is deciding what belongs on the page, gathering the proof, and moving from a rough idea to a brief specific enough to actually build from. That gap is where AI agents are useful right now. What changes is the cost of the first draft. An agent can hold a prompt, read a captured page, organize notes, and produce a structured plan in the time it used to take to open a blank document. That does not remove the owner's judgment. It removes friction before that judgment gets applied. For small business websites, that matters because most projects stall in the same places. Unclear offers, missing examples, unapproved copy, scattered assets, and no clean map from page goal to page sections. AI can help gather and arrange those pieces. The business still has to decide what is true, what is persuasive, and what should be left out. What AI agents actually change, AI agents make the build loop shorter. Instead of waiting for a full design pass before reacting, an owner can review a brief, outline, sitemap, or draft section earlier. That means weak assumptions show up sooner. A good agent-assisted build can help with turning an intake call into a page brief, extracting useful structure from an existing page before a rebuild, drafting first pass copy from real business facts, creating section options for a service page, about page, or landing page, producing QA checklists before launch. The useful part is not that the AI sounds polished. Polished can be dangerous when the page is vague. The useful part is speed to review. When the owner can see a concrete draft faster, they can correct the business logic faster. The owner still owns the truth. A small business site should sound like the business, not like a generic category page. AI does not automatically know the customer's objections, the calls that turn into real work, the services the owner wants more of, or the proof that actually matters. That is why the best AI-assisted website builds still need an owner review step. The owner should check, is this service described accurately? Are the claims something we can prove? Does the page attract the right kind of customer? Does the next step match how we actually sell? Are we leaving out anything a buyer always asks before contacting us? This is where AI is most helpful as a collaborator. It gives the owner something specific to improve instead of asking them to invent the entire page from nothing. Where AI helps most, in a web-to-fool build, the strongest use case is not replacing strategy. It is supporting the parts of the workflow that benefit from organization and iteration. For a rebuild, we start by capturing the current page before changing it. AI can help summarize what exists, identify repeated patterns, and turn the capture into a working checklist. That reduces the risk of losing useful content, forms, proof, or navigation paths during the redesign. For a new page, AI can help convert intake notes into a first structure, headline options, offer explanation, proof sections, FAQs, and calls to action. The first draft will not be final, but it gives the project a shape that can be reviewed. For launch, AI can help generate QA prompts and owner-friendly checklists. That is valuable because launch quality depends on many small checks, forms, mobile layout, redirects, analytics, metadata, sitemap, and contact paths. The risk: faster generic work. The danger is that AI can make a weak page faster too. A generic page with smooth language is still generic. If every section could apply to any company in the industry, the visitor has no reason to trust it. That is why source material matters. Real testimonials, project details, service boundaries, photos, process notes, pricing context, and frequently asked questions give the page substance. AI can organize those facts, but it cannot replace them. The rule is simple: use AI to accelerate the build, not to invent the business. A practical AI-assisted website workflow. A healthy workflow looks like this. Define the page goal and audience. Capture any existing page, assets, proof, and current content. Draft a structured brief from the source material. Review the brief for accuracy and positioning. Build the page from the approved structure. QA, the result on mobile, desktop, forms, search basics, and performance. Keep a support plan for post-launch improvements. That gives AI a clear job. It works inside the process, instead of becoming the process. The Web Devful Point of View AI agents are changing website builds because they make the first useful draft cheaper and faster. That is a real advantage, but the quality still comes from decisions. What the page should say, what proof belongs near the conversion point, what the visitor needs to trust, and what the business is willing to stand behind. Used well, AI helps small businesses get to better decisions sooner. Used poorly, it just creates more content to clean up later.